Hello, everybody. Today is February 7th, and welcome to the first episode of the Mouse Weight Podcast.
Yay!
I'm your host for this episode, Trent Morgan. Before I introduce everybody, I'd just like to thank our sponsors at the Howard Johnson Anaheim, the official hotel of Mouse Weight, for Dapper Day weekend, starting Saturday, February 23rd to Sunday, February 24th. They will have rooms starting at $99. And also for the Mouse Weight Family Reunion 4.0, they will have rooms available from May 17th to May 19th, rooms starting at $126.75 plus tax each night. Availability is limited, so be sure to call in-house reservations at 714-776-6120 and speak to either Chris or Denise. The in-house reservation line is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, that number is 714-776-6120. And now, I'd like to introduce you to the co-hosts of this show. Everybody on this show is a co-host. First off, I'd like to introduce Melanie. Melanie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. So please, introduce yourself.
I'm Melanie. My Mouse Weight name is Melanie Mouse. I've been on Mouse Weight for 1 year, and my favorite Disney movie is Beauty and the Beast. My favorite character is Belle, and my favorite attraction is Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah. That all sounds well and good. I should introduce myself. I'm Trent Morgan. My Mouse Weight name is The New Trent, not to be affiliated with the New Trent Chargers. Been on Mouse Weight for a little over a year. Oh, you have no idea how many times people have asked me that. All of once. Yeah, I've been on Mouse Weight for a little over a year. My favorite Disney movie... I didn't think of this stuff ahead of time.
Good job.
Oh, goodness. I'll come back. I'll get back to that. next off, I guess, well, since we're talking, Nicole, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Nicole Faith in the lounge. I've been on Mouse Weight since September of 2010, so that's a little over 2 years. My favorite Disney movie is probably a Goofy movie, actually. Because I watched it way too much. My favorite... so good! My favorite Disney character is either Belle or Dumbo, and my favorite attraction is the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, those are all great picks. I don't know how anybody can top that.
Nobody. I don't even...
Before we introduce... Well, yeah, whatever. Before we introduce the next people, why don't you go ahead and tell us about a couple of features on Mouse Weight that we can see now and look forward to.
If you're using the web version of Mouse Weight, be sure to check out Magic Feed, which is a magazine-style content feed that features everything conveniently on one page, like park information with hours and closures, the best of what's going on in the lounge, news, and other events. Mouse Weight 5.13 is coming soon, possibly this weekend, with a fix for iOS 4.3. As well as restaurant sorting in the wait times list and dashboard improvements. Android 3.0 is getting closer with a new design, new dashboard, and lots of bug fixes, so be sure to look for that as well.
And I know Rick uses Android. I know he's looking forward to the improvements coming. Rick, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, hello everybody. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Awesome. Thank you for asking.
All right. And, well, my name's Rick. I go by Rick Chavez in the lounge. Been in part of Mouse Weight a little bit under a year. March would actually be a year in the lounge.
You're a young
you know. Oh, yeah, of course. just a little bit about myself. My favorite Disney movie, as many of you know, The Lion King. Grew up watching that movie a lot. Favorite Disney character would probably have to be either Donald Duck or maybe even Pluto. As far as an attraction, yeah. As far as an attraction in Disneyland, I would have to say I grew up loving Pirates of the Caribbean. That was, you know, when I was a kid, it really got me scared when I was a kid. But I would always want to go on it for some reason. So, yeah, that's pretty much... my favorite attraction there right now.
Oh, those are all great picks. I don't know how those can get any better from here. Oh, goodness. All right, well, let's move on. Keep on introducing people. Why don't we go ahead and... Erica, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I will use my regular greeting of Wingapo, which is something that it's an inside joke with my friends, but it's hello, hola. My name's Erica, and on the lounge, I am Miss E Mouse. Not to be confused with Missy Mouse, it's Miss Dash E Dash Mouse. I couldn't have picked a longer, complicated name, but that's my name. My favorite Disney movie, well, that's kind of hard. It's like picking your favorite child. How do you pick your favorite Disney movie?
Just do it, right?
Okay, I'm just going to go first, and I'm going to say Cinderella. I love Cinderella. It's a classic for me. And my favorite characters would be just the regular traditional boss, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. And my favorite attraction is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That's my favorite all-time ride.
Oh my goodness, these answers just keep getting better, I tell you. I tell you. Okay, great answers. Let's go ahead and Melissa, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, hello, I'm Melissa. Some people call me Missy, but not Missy Mouse. But
not to be confused.
No. And my screen name on the app is Etsian Ev Lover. I have been on Mousemaid about 2.5 years. Almost 2.5 years. My favorite Disney movie is probably a toss-up between The Lion King and The Little Mermaid. And my favorite character is Jack Skellington. So I'm all over the place.
Nice choice.
That's nice.
And then my favorite attraction in the summer is Splash Mountain, but it's too cold in the wintertime, so...
No, it's not.
Never too cold.
Yeah, but
all year long.
Every day is a good day to go on Splash Mountain. Come on, let's be serious.
Okay, touche. Splash Mountain is my answer.
Okay, last but not least, Mike, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scooter Mike, or Santa Mike, depending on what time of year it is. My favorite attraction in the park is probably Splash Mountain. I'm also a big Tiki Room fan, especially the Dole Whips. My favorite Disney movie, it's probably Cars. You know, I'm a big car nut, so I really enjoy that movie. As for character, I gotta go with the sailor, Donald Duck. So was my name for 6 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Didn't know that. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about The Deadliest Cast Member.
The Deadliest Cast Member, that's an interactive family-friendly adventure at Disneyland. It's on Kindle Books on Amazon. It's very easy to download. You can learn about the history of Disneyland while you follow the deadliest Navy SEAL in military history, Jack Duncan, on an interactive journey that lets you help shape upcoming events. The Deadliest Cast Member has risen to number 3 on the Action Adventure bestseller list on Amazon. I mean, right up there with guys like Tom Clancy. I mean, it's a really good company to be.
Mm-hmm. That is good. Great company.
It's been being released in episodes. Each episode is only 99 cents. Episode 3 was recently released, and I believe Admin said episode 4 will be here any day now.
I finally have my favorite Disney movie. I can't believe I forgot about this. High School Musical. Never go wrong.
God.
With High School Musical.
Oh, you like Justin Bieber?
Wait. Like,
Justin Bieber is great. He's like the Michael Jackson of our time.
Trent. Justin is not in that movie.
Oh my
well,
God.
If he was, it'd be an even better movie.
Exactly.
Okay. My favorite characters. Characters Perry the Platypus and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, of course. Favorite Disneyland attraction? I'd probably have to say Splash Mountain too. I used to be too scared to go on it, and then I went on it once with my cousins, and they got me hooked. So I can thank them for that. That ride is attraction. Attraction is amazing. First episode of the Mouse Rate podcast. I'd say it's going along great so far. Basically, what we want this show to be about, what we want to accomplish with this show, is Mousemaid is probably the most up-to-date in-park Disneyland news that there is, the most breaking news, the most up-to-date news of the parks. People go there almost every day on Mouseweight. Pictures are constantly being taken, uploaded to the lounge. News is constantly being broken. That's one of the things that we hope to accomplish with this show, up-to-date news and things of that nature. And just Mouseweight, just another aspect of Mouseweight, something you can take and go, well, record a show at least once a week and try to upload it to the lounge in a reasonable amount of time so you can get the news. That's what we want to accomplish with this show. Somebody want to tell me what we want to get out of this podcast? I mean,
what we've talked about is getting interacted with the lounge in a different way. People in the lounge, and also, like you were talking about, something you can take and go is the podcast, and you can keep up with Disney news and news that's going on in the lounge without having to constantly be on Mouseweight, even though I know all of us probably are.
I constantly miss things on the lounge.
Yeah, I do too.
We all have lives.
But that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I'm assuming we all have lives. We go to work, go to school, do other things. We're in the park. We rarely check Mouseweight. We check Mouseweight when we can, so having something that we can go back on and say, oh, this happened, remember this. A great part.
Yeah. And really, news happens every day at Disneyland. Every day I go to Disneyland, I'd say I find something new, something that was just changed, or an attraction that closed, an attraction that reopened. You know, today I was there, and they'd set up for the Lunar New Year's. They had the big archway set up by the Little Mermaid. There's always something happening at Disneyland that's news. So with Mouseweight, it's like it's continuously being updated. There's celebrities in the park. Somebody on Mouseweight will always see a celebrity when they're in the park. And I think that's really the most impressive thing about Mouseweight, is that because of all the users, because of all the fans, we can do that. We have the ability to do that, whereas really no one else, no other website or anything on the planet can do that.
Exactly.
And to add to Mike, you know, for those listeners who are not on the lounge and just check Mouseweight for wait times or for tips, this is what the podcast is for. It's for them to be able to listen for these few minutes and inform themselves on all the up-to-minute dates, all the activities going on at the parks, and they don't have to technically go on the lounge if they don't want to, but that's what we want them to hear, that we are lounge users. We are there, we are real people, and we are friendly, and we're there to welcome anyone who has it maybe come out of their shell to come join the lounge and join the conversation.
This podcast will be a mixture of many different things. We're going to be adding features to this podcast as it goes along. Let's just move right along on to the news. This week, a lot of Disney park news going on. Golden Horseshoe Review held its last show this past Monday. Been going on for about a month, part of Limited Time Magic. Mike, I believe you went to go see the show, right?
Actually, I had the ability to see it twice.
Oh, awesome.
Fabulous show, a throwback to the old Golden Horseshoe Review. They didn't have the Wally Bogue part where he is spitting out his teeth. It's great. They had, you know, special food. They had special souvenirs. You know, they had an orange float that was absolutely amazing. You know, the famous Mott's in the Golden Horseshoe Review, crystal bikes, Mott's wings. You know, it was a fabulous thing. I kind of wish they'd have kept it along a little bit longer. Now it's back to being Billy Hill and the Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I actually didn't get to catch it while I was there.
I didn't get to either.
It was a really great show. I didn't know what to expect because obviously I wasn't around for the original, but it was a really fun throwback era kind of reminder of how maybe the parks used to be when what was there, and I really appreciated that. And so for those of you who missed it, I know we're going to try and link up some videos. I'm not sure where, but we will let you know in the future.
Yeah, I saw a couple of videos before we recorded the show just now, and kind of upset that I did miss it because the show looked a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you could use the search feature. If you use the search feature, even I believe the first day it was open, there's some great videos from the different Mouseweighters have posted of different sections of the show. I think there's a couple even of entire show. And many of those posts were tagged Limited Time Magic, which would make it a lot easier to find as well. Just use the tags on Mouseweight.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. There's some good, there actually is some good videos on the lounge and photos that people took who actually got to experience the Limited Time Magic show.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe Mouseweight member Little Sterner posted a review of the annual passholder event, which was $35?
I'm not sure.
I think it was $35.99.
Yeah. Yeah. It cost money to be able to get the special food and the
souvenir, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Another part of Limited Time Magic that's ending soon. It's been going on for a little while. New Orleans Bayou Bash. How many people have went to go see that?
I got to see it. I think I went day one with Melanie, if I remember.
Yeah.
Is that right? So we saw. Yeah.
So why don't you guys talk about what you guys saw? Did you guys spend the whole day there? I mean, not the whole day, but like, did you see all or most of the events that were happening?
Yeah.
Honestly, I totally forgot that was going on. I actually went that day because it happened to be the same day that Haunted Mansion reopened.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Haunted Mansion reopened, and I'm walking down New Orleans Square, and I see, you know, these signs, Bayou Bash. And I remember last year, I had just put a passholder. I think it was like a couple days, you know, into it, and it was just gone, so I didn't really get a chance to see it. But I did get to see the show in its entirety with the band, and you know, Jester Guthrie came out, which was, you know, very nice. It's, you know, they got the little stage right there next to the Rivers of America, and they interact a lot with the guests around the stage, trying to, you know, bring kids along with the dancing, you know, trying to make everybody from the crowd involved as much as possible. I really enjoyed the show. You know, brings a different, you know, feel, or more of an original feel to New Orleans Square, because it has, you know, that New Orleans, you know, bayou feel. So, I mean, I really enjoyed it. You know, the band was amazing. The dancers, as far as the performances go, I mean, I enjoyed it very much.
It was a cool little show. The show only lasted about 10 minutes, and they played 3 songs. But it was fun. They entered from behind everybody, which surprised me. I thought the show was really pretty cool. Just a couple of songs here, and from the movie The Princess and the Frog, of course. I thought all of that stuff was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I really liked the jazz band.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
The guy that came out with them that first day that was dancing around, like, he was really cool. But the next time I saw, he wasn't there, actually. It was just Goofy and the band. So I was kind of upset.
I didn't get to see the jazz band, but I did get to see Princess Tiana's Mardi Gras celebration. All right,
we want you guys not to miss it like we missed it, so...
No, of course not. We don't want you to miss anything on this show.
Unfortunately, I missed that one, and so I was a little sad. Too. But I think that's part of the whole Limited Time Magic. It's very limited, right? So we won't be able to see everything. I know that we're very lucky that we're locals, but for those that are visiting, you know, it's always a good idea for them to check on the Disney blog and check what Limited Time Magic events are going to be going on, and listen to our podcast, because we will inform you as well.
Yes. Yes, of course. Up to the minute.
Up to the minute information. Well, yeah.
Moving right along. Limited Time Magic continues this whole month of February with the annual pass holder extra magic hours at Disney California Adventure. Nicole?
Yes. So annual pass holders for the month of February, actually starting tonight as we are talking right now. They can stay at 2 extra hours at Disney California Adventure on Thursday nights. The parks usually close at 8 p.m. on most nights, which means they can stay until 10 p.m. Same day check-in is required. You have to get wristbands distributed inside the DCA main entrance starting at noon, or between Fillmore and Ghirardelli's inside DCA. And then once the event begins, wristbands will be distributed at the main entrance as well. Is anybody planning on going to that?
I am. I'm excited about that, but...
You can't. We have to record this podcast.
Well, I'm going to record the podcast live from the park.
Oh, damn.
We're adding another element.
I wonder if any... I think there are a couple of people there now, but I don't know what's going on there.
I'm sure Mouse Waiters will let us know in the lounge, and yeah, we'll be able to inform you guys next week what's going on and what to expect.
Yeah.
I was there earlier today, and they were already handing out the wristbands about 11 o'clock, and there was a huge line, so it looks like it's going to be a really popular event. So, and hopefully the lines will be a little light for people since this is a special event. But yeah, it looks like it was going to be a real popular event. I'm sure it will be.
Kind of disappointing that the park only closes at 8 and only goes for an extra 2 hours. That just seems kind of, that's weekend hours, honestly. That's not even like...
Well, yeah, like Thursdays, and then I'm pretty sure Fridays usually close at like 11, maybe 10.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's just...
It's kind of weird.
I mean, but I'm not exactly sure who said it in the lounge, but maybe they're hoping that'll alleviate the crowds on Fridays because annual passes are Thursday nights instead.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. True. That is kind of a good point to make all the people come on Thursdays, and then they'll probably skip out on Fridays too. So I don't know, could be a good thing.
Or they'll be there twice.
Yeah, locals are crazy.
Locals be crazy.
So moving right along into the more limited time magic stuff, we have Valentine's Week coming up. Melissa, can you go ahead and tell us all about what that stuff is going to be about?
Yeah, Valentine's Day week is going to be from the 11th to the 17th. It's True Love Week, and there's going to be a giant floral heart on Main Street for photo opportunities. So all you lovebirds can go get your photos taken there.
Oh, wow.
And then there's going to be special decorations and lighting at Snow White's Wishing Well, as well as on the castle. And then the princes are going to be joining their princesses at the Royal Walk.
I'm so excited for that.
Me too. I want to see princess.
I want the Beast and Belle.
Okay. I want the Beast in Beast form, though. Not in, like, transformed prince, because I'm not down with that.
Have they ever had transformed Beast?
I don't think so.
Okay, and then in Town Square, Mickey and Minnie will be together, as well as Donald and Daisy, and Sleeping Beauty Castle will be glowing in red and pink at dusk. And there's going to be prefix menus for two at the Carthay Circle Restaurant, Blue Bayou, Cafe Orleans, Steakhouse 55, and Napa Rose.
And I believe that the menus for some of those restaurants have been released already.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I mean, I don't think anybody has posted it on Mouseway, but I believe I saw somebody post it on Instagram. Some of the menus that are going around. You know, like Blue Bayou and Carthay. I just can't remember who did it.
We're getting word that the menus have been posted. So you can go ahead and find those on the internet somewhere. We'll probably try to find them and post them on last week as soon as we can.
We'll update you.
Yeah.
And then there's also limited edition pins, apparel, vinylmations, ears, all that are going to be love themed. And then there's something that they're talking about. Wandering wallflowers will be roaming the parks looking for true love, and it says, from what I hear, that you can get a handshake or a quick cuddle from a wandering wallflower. So I'd like to know what this is, because that's a lot of mystery, and it sounds very intriguing.
What characters do you guys think would constitute as a wandering wallflower?
I'm thinking, since it's a wallflower, it's going to be more of the shy types. But I don't.
Maybe some dwarves.
Maybe. Bashful.
Some characters we haven't seen out wandering.
Wandering wallflowers.
Well, let's put the words together. Wandering wallflowers. So it's maybe some characters we haven't seen in a long time are going to be out in the park, since it's limited time magic.
Hopefully.
What's the main dude's name from Enchanted?
It's a quiz. Trivia question. And I think
I know this.
Trivia question.
The prince? Or?
Yeah, the prince. Yeah, from the live-action movie Enchanted. What was his name? Maybe he'll be out there.
Patrick Dempsey?
No. I wish. James Marsden. I want to cuddle with Patrick Dempsey. That's what they said, right?
Well, no, he's not.
That's
Patrick.
He is not there, guys.
Edward.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he'll be out? I don't know. We've never seen him before. Well, one can hope, right?
Well, he's not a lonely heart. He married Adina Menzel.
Oh.
So.
My bad. Okay. Well, that's... Let's move right along to the last limited time magic news we have for you. We have the annual pass holder event at the Street Opera House. Rick, can you tell us what's going to be going on over there?
Yeah, for all you annual pass holders, there's going to be an event at the Main Street Opera House on Monday, February the 11th, and Tuesday the 12th, where they will have Mulan at the Main Street Opera House at 5 and 7 p.m. to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the movie. I can't believe it's already been 15 years.
God, really?
It's such a long time.
Some of us aren't even born, right?
And I actually, I just finished seeing the whole complete movie just a couple months ago.
Like, you'd never seen it before?
No.
So then it's brand new to you. I mean,
yeah, it is. And
so what's your favorite part?
Well, you don't want to spoil the movie until they all...
Oh, that's true. But I mean, just the...
At the Main Street Opera House.
That's true. Yeah, and then what we also have is the Voices of Liberty, from positive feedback that of everybody. I mean, I think that it's a wonderful show in front of the Opera House. It's staying till September. For those that haven't seen it, it's an 8-part a cappella group that sings American classics. It's out in front of the Opera House, where they show the great moments of Mr. Lincoln. So that's really great, because I actually really enjoy sometimes just when I get to the park and I just hear them sing.
Yeah.
Was kind of, you know, kind of bummed out that it was going away, but happy to hear that it's staying till September.
Yeah.
Have you guys got a chance to hear them sing?
It's really
great.
They are crazy amazing. I was crying when I saw it for the first time, because it's just amazing to hear their voices. So if you guys have time, if you're visiting the park, maybe you're not a local, make sure you stop on by. So I think sometimes people just walk right through Main Street and they don't pass in there and see that there's a really great show. And those singers are, I think everyone should see them at least once.
Yeah, they are an amazing group. Those people can sing.
Their costumes are pretty awesome too. I want to steal one of their dresses.
Oh.
I'm with you.
One of my favorite things about the parks is all the great music and all the great musical acts. I mean, throughout the parks. I mean, I do a lot of walking, and I like to go walking at the parks. And when I'm at the park, I don't listen to my headphones. I just listen to the music and the people and the sounds around me. And it's really awesome.
We'll move on to the next topic. Melissa, can you tell me what this is all about right here?
Yeah, I have the bad news for everybody. Beginning on the 18th of this month, the Fast Pass return times are going to be enforced strictly. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, and I believe today I saw that Space Mountain was already starting to enforce that. So I think that it'll slowly start be integrating by each attraction.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Space Mountain was enforcing the Fast Pass times today, so it may just have already happened.
Hopefully, since it is a Disney decision, I believe it'll actually shorten our wait times, so we'll just have to get used to following the rules again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got really lucky for a long time there.
Yeah. I think Disney
World has been doing it for a long time too, right?
Yeah,
they've been doing it for about a couple of months, because they've been they're transitioning to the My Magic Plus. Melanie and I have been doing a little snooping around on the Disney websites and found something that may interest a couple of people. Melanie, can you tell me what we've been snooping around about?
Sure. Anyone that likes to entertain and would like to entertain at Disneyland, they are holding auditions for Mickey and the Magical Map. And on February 19th, they're auditioning for singers to portray Pocahontas, Rapunzel, Flynn, Mulan, and Tiana. And those will be taking place in North Hollywood. And on February 21st, they'll be auditioning for dancers, male and female chorus dancers that are versatile and have strong technical dance moves. And that will also be in North Hollywood. And then...
that's my neighborhood. I should go.
Yeah.
All right.
And then February 23rd, they'll be auditioning for Trumpeters in Anaheim. And if anyone's interested, you can go to DisneyAuditions.com for more information on those.
So for anybody that does not know, Mickey and the Magical Map is the new theater show that they will be holding inside of the Fantasyland Theater, which was previously occupied by the Princess Fantasy Fair. I've heard a lot of stuff about this show, and I'm really looking forward to it. Sounds kind of like a spinoff of like the Epic Mickey games or something.
Yeah, and it's, yeah.
There's actually some renderings of it at the Blue Sky Cellar as well, along with all the everything that's going to be in the new Princess Fantasy Fair, where Carnation Plaza Gardens.
Yeah.
And where can one find the Blue Sky Cellar, Mike?
What's that? The Blue Sky Cellar, that is in Disney's California Adventure, directly across from the entrance to Cars Land by where Mater's Junkyard Jamboree is.
All right. Well, speaking of the Princess Fantasy Fair, many a news have been broken over the past about week about the Fantasy Fair, its openings, its offerings. Rick, can you go ahead and tell us about what's going to be going on at the Fantasy
Fair? Oh, man, I don't even know where to start with this. I mean, I'm so excited for this to open.
I think we all are. I think we all are. Like, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody mark your calendars. Disney has put out a date, and that is for March the 12th. Ooh. They do have a little cart there. It's called Maurice Treats to sell some snacks and stuff for everyone. They have some sweet twist, cheddar garlic twist, boys in apple freeze, some new souvenir cups that the Disney blog has posted to. Yeah. Royal Theater, where they will have a Rapunzel and Belle show for, some entertainment in there.
And there will be a meet and greet after the shows for both Rapunzel and Belle.
And Belle, yeah. And I'm kind of hoping that they bring a blue dress Belle in there. What does everybody think about that?
Yes.
I would love that.
Cool. I mean, I know she's available, but only in Goofy's Kitchen. But to have her in the park, I mean, I think that would be great.
Yeah, because I think this what these theater shows are there, like, anybody remembers, like, the old Aladdin Oasis?
Yeah.
We used to have the show there, kind of like a storytelling show. I'm assuming it's going to be something like that, because they've said that there will be two performers out there and kind of like doing storytelling, and then Belle or Rapunzel and Flynn Rider will come out. So I'm assuming it's something like that. Having blue dressed Belle out there doing that stuff would be pretty awesome.
I can't wait. I'm going to be there March 12th, taking my little girl, and hopefully it lives up to the hype. One of the things that's a key part is Village Square, where they will have the Tangled Tower sculpture with her hair that wraps around it, and it's going to be glowing at night. And it's got Clopin's music box, and it's going to have an animatronic Figaro. And also their main area for their meet and greet is going to be called Royal Hall. And I think there was a picture that was released on that.
Pictures from the construction site have been pouring out.
There's also some videos as well.
Yeah. Royal Hall will host, three princesses at a time, like it does in, like they did in the old Fantasy Fair.
Yeah, and then last thing there is, they're going to have a store there to, buy some stuff, and it's going to be called Fairy Tale Treasures, which is kind of a nice name to go with the whole theme there.
Mm-hmm.
They're also saying that Lumiere will be part of the show as like a big puppet.
Lumiere.
Lumiere.
That French accent.
Pardon.
Lumiere.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay. Moving right along. Miss E. Mouse. Erica.
Yes.
Oh. Something's coming up that's pretty big. Can you tell us what's going to be coming up soon that hopefully we'll all be a part of?
Yes, I'm excited to share with you about Dapper Day that is taking place this month on the 24th. So we are excited. For those of you who don't know what Dapper Day is, it's a day that is inspired by the original Disney Park designer's illustrations, which often featured extremely well-dressed guests enjoying the park. Dapper Day events celebrate the tradition of stepping out in style. This is your chance to visit the parks while looking your best,
All elegant fashions from vintage inspired to contemporary chic are encouraged. There will be several gatherings and meetups, photo ops. So we want you to stay tuned to future podcasts where we'll be letting you know about more information. And I look forward to it. It's actually a lot of fun. I went to my first Dapper Day last year. Just to let you know, it's not affiliated with Disneyland Park. It's a separate event, but everyone is invited to join. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of you were there last year.
I was there that day, but I wasn't driving.
I missed out.
I have not been to a Dapper Day yet, and I hope.
I was there for the September one, which is actually different from the spring one. The fall one is just a night affair, so meetups start around 5 or 6 p.m. as opposed to spring, which is an all-day affair. Although I know a lot of people in the fall still go all day. So
yeah, so
I mean, I joined Mouseway, I think, early March, so I had no idea of, you know, what was going on in February. So I had no idea what to expect for September, so I kind of just, you know, skipped it. But once I saw everybody taking pictures and how well everybody was, you know, hanging around and stuff like that, I mean, it just, I was dedicated to going this for spring, and I just can't wait to dress the kids up, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I think we went with a big group of mouse waiters. So for those of you listening, maybe you're kind of like, well, I don't really want to dress up. You don't have to dress up in, you know, vintage inspired. Or you can wear your Sunday best. You can just look very sharp. And join in on the activities. There's going to be a lot of mouse waiters there at the event. And it's going to be a fun time just to enjoy the parks looking very snazzy. I like it. It's exciting.
Erica, isn't there also a pin they can buy?
There is a pin that is coming out. It is not an official Dapper Day pin. It is just a pin that Disney has posted a picture of featuring the Dapper Dance in front of a barbershop. It is very cute. I saw it last night online, and I was excited to get it. I'm not an avid pin collector, but I do collect pins that really, you know, call my attention, and I love anything retro and cute, so I know that once I get some more information, maybe next week I'll let people know where they can find it and the cost.
Yep, there will be official Dapper Day meetups and Mouseway meetups as well, so attend both of those if you have the time. Oh, also,
yeah, we want to meet you guys.
Everybody. Yes. Everybody is welcome to join in the festivities of Dapper Day. And also, I put this little thing in here. A new Buena Vista Street Bugle is out. Go get those while you can. All of the newspapers out in Buena Vista Street.
They still have the New Year's one as of Saturday when I was there.
Yep, that's the one. Go grab those because those are amazing.
And I think someone from the lounge she went through all the hard work in putting it in a PDF file. So for those of you who missed all the papers, you can go back and I wish I knew her name. We'll figure it out.
It's always crazy.
Yeah.
I think the one that was a special edition for the Coast 103.5 night, and she has that one as a PDF. So she literally has all the editions, even the ones that nobody seemed to have been able to get.
Nice. Can someone say that name one more time?
It's I'm Always Crazy.
Okay. Thank you for that. Right along to the Mouseweight news, lounge news. Nicole, what's been going on in the Mouseweight? What's been going on in the lounge?
There is a lot of stuff going on right now, actually. Just a few days ago, admin posted that you can now move posts to different lands. If you accidentally post something to Disneyland Real Time or Disneyland Talk that should go in the hub, you can now move it. Just a quick refresher, Disneyland Real Time should be real time posts from Disneyland. That means meetups. That means when you are actually there. Disneyland Talk is Disney related quality posts, while the hub is all other posts. You can post anything in the hub, but if you post a picture, no matter what land, it has to be Disney related, quality Disney related.
Yes, quality.
Just so you know. Erica, do you want to talk about one of the best posts of the week?
Oh my goodness.
Before I go to event.
I think everyone knows the post. If you're active on the lounge, then you have seen the infamous world. What do we call it? We call it the Wheel of Death.
Yeah, but it's actually Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Yeah, it's Mickey's Fun Wheel. And it's actually was posted by some new members. I'm trying to find their names.
Yeah, the name is Murray D. Murray D is the name.
So a quick shout out to him. I know that they got over 100 response posts from their picture of his wife. I believe it was her first time on the fun wheel, and it's just such a fun picture.
It's a great picture. It's so hilarious.
You see her excitement, yet fear, yet shock. I don't really know how to describe it.
It's worth a thousand words, let's just say.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So if you haven't seen that picture.
Forever. I just love that picture. Brought a smile to my face, and we just love seeing new members on the lounge, and we love seeing them post quality pictures, and so we just had a quick shout out to them, and I'm sure she's never going to live down that picture, but it's amazing, so we're just happy to have them in the lounge.
Let's see, what events are coming up?
So on Valentine's Day, actually, February 14th, there'll be a stroller crew Valentine's Day exchange for minis. If you have a little kid or a cousin, a niece, a nephew, anybody that you want to bring to the parks and want them to interact with other Mouse Weight minis, this would be the meetup for you. It's going to be at 11 a.m. at It's a Small World, and it's hosted by Delta Chick. Her real name's Amy. And bring Valentine's for your minis to exchange and go to Target, Walmart, and get some for like $2, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll be cool to see. I'm excited to see what's going to be coming of that. Or Rick or Mike, are you going to go to that? I know you both have minis of your own.
I might see if I could go. I don't know if you saw the pictures a couple weeks ago. I was there with Delta Chick in Brooklyn, and Ava in Brooklyn, just best of friends, going on Casey Jr. and just, you know, at Sindel Grace was there with Cannon and you know, and Max, and just had an amazing time. One of the greatest things about Mouse Weight is everybody with kids getting together, you know, and the kids just really bond and just have so much fun, and it's just great.
Yeah, I love seeing all the stroller crew meetup pictures.
They're adorable.
Yes.
Moving on. Oh no, Rick, are you going?
I was just going to say that, you know, I'm very grateful for, you know, the friendships that my kids have made, you know, through the community, you know, every time that they get together, they're always having a good time. And, you know, just seeing the smile on all these kids' faces, I mean, it's what it's all about. And it's just great that they've made so many friends through this community.
Moving on, Saturday, February 16th, our very own Melanie is going to be turning 21.
Ow!
Going into Sunday, she will be turning 21. So actually, Trent is going to be hosting a meetup at midnight on Saturday at Trader Sam's.
Don't even remember.
So if you would like to come meet,
you won't remember. That's the point.
No, I'm 20. I can't.
It's not yet legal.
I'm not there. Me and RB will be at the kiddie table.
We will have a kiddie table if you are under 21.
Yeah.
You will enjoy Shirley Temples and apple juice and milk, correct?
And Coke, yeah. And Coke and water. That'll all be there.
So if you want to come meet a good chunk of us and wish our Melanie a happy birthday, maybe buy her a drink, that would be great.
I'm open to free drinks.
It'll be a good meetup. If it's your first meetup, it's a very relaxing environment. And nice fireplace, nice cocktail lounge, and it's fun. We'll be there, and we'll be there to say hi to everyone. And
it's a beautiful tiki bar inside as well. I mean, I don't know if you guys are into tiki culture or any of the old tiki bars. You know the old Trader Vic's, you know, Kelbo's. You know, used to be in West Los Angeles. It's a great homage to the old tiki bars. You know, which were around from the 30s to the 60s.
Yeah, and if you don't know where Trader Sam's is, it's actually located at the Disneyland Hotel. You can walk through downtown Disney to the Disneyland Hotel, and there will be signs everywhere directing you to Trader Sam's by the pool. So there's that. And then on Sunday, February 17th, which is the next day, there's the official Mouse Weight Bowling Meetup from 2 to 5 p.m. at 300 Anaheim at the Anaheim Garden Walk. It's an official Mouse Weight meetup. Unfortunately, we could only choose about 125 people, even though over 500 people signed up to go.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I did not know that many people were going to sign up for this.
So if you got an email, please reply. Otherwise, you'll give up your spot. And obviously, you don't want to give up that coveted spot, 125 out of 500. But if you didn't get picked, don't worry. You will be given priority on the next couple, next meetup, whatever that may be.
Yep.
So, on to Dapper Day, which is February 24th that we already talked about. I will actually be hosting a Dapper Day meetup. We'll meet at 12:30 p.m. at the Carthay Circle Fountain in Disney California Adventure, take a picture, and then take over the trolleys. We could be like newsies or something.
Oh, whoa.
Hopefully we can all break out into song. That would be great.
that should be fun.
Yeah. So if it's your first Dap Day, come meet a whole bunch of mouse waiters and you won't feel weird about being incredibly dressed up as you look at everybody else who's wearing jeans and a t-shirt and some sneakers.
I believe there is one more Mouse Wait Dapper Day meetup.
And then later that night, Jen, aka Jen in Wonderland in the Lounge, is hosting her Dapper Day meetup at 6:30 p.m., which is over on the Disneyland side. They'll be meeting in Fantasyland near the Castle Heraldry Shop for the Mouse Wait Dapper Derby, which is a ride on King Arthur's Carousel. So be sure to go to that as well, especially if you're staying all day.
Yeah, and a suggestion about that is that you make it there early, because last Dapper Day there was a very long line. I think it was like almost 2 hours to ride the King Arthur's Carousel. So if you're looking forward to a picture on there, I would suggest, you know, maybe getting there a little bit earlier and snapping that picture and then being at the meetup by 6:30.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that the King Arthur's Carousel would
get
have such
attention.
Because it's also part of the official Dapper Day meetup. They have it, they've extended the hours of when to go on, so it's now about 4 to 5 hours. So that hopefully not everybody who's doing Dapper Day is going at the same time.
Yeah.
But obviously Mouseway will go at the same time. and then it's a little far off into the distance, but don't forget that the Mouseway family reunion is going to be May 17th through May 19th.
Woo!
Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I went last year. It was an amazing event. A lot of mouse leaders, people coming out of the woodwork and just having a great time.
That's actually where I met my first couple of mouse leaders. So if you haven't met anybody by then, I would highly suggest that you go to the family reunion.
It's slightly overwhelming, but it's also like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, I think I met almost half of you guys there for the first time at the Mouseway reunion.
Yes.
And we're now lifelong friends, and I think it's just, you know, a great event that everyone at Mouseway throws for the community. And it's exciting to see everyone come together, and we have meetups. I think last year we took over Pirates of the Caribbean with over
four boats.
That was a lot of fun. So,
family reunion, I would highly suggest you go to that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As we said at the start of the show, one of the things that we want this podcast to be about is Mouseway community interactivity, and one of the ways you can do that is by answering our question of the week. Our very own admin had posted something in the lounge the other day asking what you think we should name our podcast. Yes, the name for the podcast. So I'm just going to go through that post right now and see which names, just a couple of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. There are a lot of them here, but just going to go through a couple of them in real quick and see what you guys think of some of these names. Start off with member Boundin has a couple of she has Mouse Wait Disney Resort Magic, This Week on Mouse Wait, My Mouse Wait, In the Park with Mouse Wait, Mouse Wait World, The Best Disney Podcast in the Entire World by Mouse Wait.
I like that one.
Oh yeah, that one's my
favorite so far.
Clear winner.
Yeah. Moving on, Gooba Steve has one. The Disney Diaries.
That's Dear a little diary. Confessional.
I know.
Dear Diary. Sweet.
I don't know if we can get away with it with Disney in the title.
Yeah.
It implies a relationship with Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we want something with Mouse Wait in the name.
Yes. How about my suggestion, Trent? Do you remember it?
No, I don't. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion was Mouse Weight Podcast.
That is
so original. Isn't that the most original podcast name you've ever heard?
Goodness. Mind blown.
How on earth did you ever come up with that?
You know, I took a lot of thinking about it, but it just came to my head, you know?
I don't know how any of these other names can beat that one, but we'll try. How about Mouse Weight Unplugged?
That's not bad.
Okay. It's pretty good.
But it's
a suggestion was by My Park. Another suggestion by CM Baloo. Mouse Weight All Ears.
I like that one.
That's a cute name.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Disney Me to Death says we should name it Mouse Waves or Mouse Kit Ears.
I like Mouseketeers. I'm big on puns, so I'm all about that one.
Okay. Willie Rose says Mousecapades.
Hmm.
Or Mouse Weight Mousecapades.
Makes me want to go skating.
Mousecapades.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Mousecapades.
Okay, so
that's Dorothy Hamill coming out, you know?
Let me see. How about one more? This one right here. The Wonderful World of Mouse Weight.
I actually really like that one. Yeah.
That one's a cute one.
Yeah. So those are just a couple of suggestions from that post. If you have a name for us, if you have a good suggestion for a name for the podcast, go ahead and go to admin's page and make a suggestion on that post. Or you can email us at mouseweightwebcastteam@gmail.com. Or you can leave us the answer on our Facebook wall. Or tweet at us. Facebook. Our Facebook is facebook.com/mouseweight. And our Twitter name is @mouseweight. Oh, and another thing you can email us or leave on Facebook wall or tweet at us is what do you want to hear on the show? Again, this podcast is about interactivity with Mouseweight community. So anything you want to hear on the show, any sort of features, any guests, any sort of coverage that you want to be on the show, this show is about you guys. Go ahead and leave us an email the email address is mouseweightwebcastteam@gmail.com.
And that is all spelled out, not Mouseweight as in MW.
Oh, no.
Spell out Mouseweight.
Mouseweight.
Yes.
All right.
To be clear.
And that actually brings us to the end of this podcast.
No.
No. It's been so... Okay. a bit of housekeeping. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/mouseweight. Follow us on Twitter, @mouseweight. Follow us on Instagram, @mouseweight also. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We have 2 YouTube accounts. youtube.com/user/mouseweight or /user/mouseweightdltv. Again, our sponsors for this show are the Howard Johnson Anaheim, official hotel of Mouseweight. Nicole, can you tell us again about what's coming to Mouseweight?
Yes. Don't forget to check out the lounge for the new updates to fix any bugs, as well as Android 3.0 is coming soon. Don't forget you can move your posts if you post it in the wrong land. And also don't forget to check out Magic Feed, which is an amazing new feature.
First of all, I'd like everybody to say bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you. Thank you, Melanie.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, guys. Nice talking with you. Hope to see you guys next week.
Thank you, Melissa.
Very welcome. It was a nice night talking with you guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks to everyone. Nice to talk with everyone as well.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, everyone.
And thank you, Rick.
Thanks, everyone. Look forward to talking with everybody again next week.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you again next week. Goodbye.